So continuing with chanting the song sung by Lord Shiva, Rudra Geet. In previous verses, we have seen how beautifully Lord Shiva has explained about the beauty of their lordship. So continuing with the wonderful form of Lord, which Lord Shiva has seen, and he is explaining the beauty of that. Text number 49, chapter 24. Simhaskandatvisho bibhrat saubhagragrivakaustubham shriyan paniyanyan kshiptan nikashasmorar saulasat. The Lord has a shoulder just like a lion's. Upon these shoulders are garlands, necklaces, and epaulets, and all of these are always glittering. Besides these, there is the beauty of the Kaustubha Mani. And on the dark chest of the Lord, there are streaks named Srivatsa, which are signs of the goddess of fortune. The glittering of these streaks excels the beauty of the golden streaks on the gold testing stone. Indeed, such a beauty defeats a gold testing stone. So here he is glorifying about the Srivatsa Chinna mark on the Lord's chest. Generally in India, they test gold, whether it is pure or not. They rub it on one's testing stone. So when they rub it, there is a beautiful marking of that gold. So same way, that mark is there on the Lord's chest. And that sign is the sign of goddess of fortune, that is Mother Lakshmi. That actually makes difference between the Lord and his associates in the spiritual world. If you go to Vaikunthas, in Vaikuntha there are all 400 forms of Vishnu. And they are Salokya. They look like a Lord. Then how to make a difference between Lord and his associates? So this is the main mark of Srivatsa Chinna that's on the Lord's chest. That makes the difference. It is there on the Lord's chest, and it is not there on the Lord's associates. Then further he says, Pura Rechaka Samvignam Valivalgu Dalodaram Prati Sankramya Vishvam Nabhyavarta Gabhiraya. So here we can see the whenever Lord comes to this world or his incarnations, how you can make it out that whether he is Lord or someone else, because there are so many bogus people or personalities, especially in this age of Akali, they claim themselves as a Lord, incarnation of a Lord. But these are particular symptoms, if you are marks, if you see them on that personality's body, then you can make it out whether he is incarnation of Lord or he is a bogus. So here it is said that the Lord's abdomen is beautiful due to the three ripples in the flesh. Being so round, his abdomen resembles the leaf of banyan tree. There are some personalities who are like a big bellies. Like in 2001, we were there in Prayagraj for Kumbh Mela. There was a big banner that was hanged underneath the railway bridge. It was like a 40 feet by 20 feet, that big. And what was written on that? Satyayuga ka Parshuram, Treta ka Rajaram, Dwapar ka Balaram, Kaliyuga ka Asaram. So who was born in the Satyayuga as a Parshuram, who was born in Treta Yuga as Lord Ramachandra, who was born in Dwapar Yuga as Balaram, the same person has come in the age of a Kali as Asaram. But that so-called God is now in the jail for last 5 years. And so whenever Lord comes, he has typical bodily forms, typical symptoms or signs on his body. So it is said his abdomen resembles the leaf of banyan tree. And when he exhales and inhales, the movement of the ripples appears very, very beautiful. The coils within the navel of the Lord are so deep that it appears that the entire universe sprouted out of it and yet again wishes to go back. See, these are the beautiful features of the Lord. So if you really want to meditate, you should meditate on these verses. Because here the beauty of Lord has explained. Now there is in all Bollywood, Tollywood, Hollywood, everywhere they have that fast now, that every hero should be like a six-pack. Then he becomes more attractive. But here you can see from where that desire comes actually. Because originally everything is there with the Lord. And we try to imitate their Lordship. So if you want to really see that beauty, that attraction, then it is there in the Lord's form. Then further, he glorifies the Lord's beauty. He says that, Shama Shronya Adhi Rochishnu Dukul Swaranam Mekhalam Samacharva Anghri Janghoru Nimajjana Sudarshanam. The lower part of the Lord's vest is dark and covered with the yellow garments and a belt bedecked with a golden embroidery work. His symmetrical lotus feet and the calves, thighs and joints of his legs are extraordinarily beautiful. Indeed, the Lord's entire body appears to be well built. And who is explaining this? Lord Shiva. Who is one amongst the Mahajanas, the great personalities, who knows the essence of religion. He is explaining about this beauty. So getting attracted to beauty is not a crazy thing, but it's validated by the Acharyas. But whose beauty? That makes difference. The beauty of their Lordship. And that is explained by the personalities who have seen the Lord. Nowadays everyone desires to see the Lord. Is there Lord? Show me. Our senses are so imperfect. With these eyes, we can't see anything in darkness. And do you think in the darkness of ignorance, you are going to see the Lord who is beyond the perception of this material senses? Is that possible? But still, bluntly, people, they want to see the Lord. You want to see Lord? Then He is here. In the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is explained that you can't see Lord through the eyes. You can see Him through ears. Shruta ekshana pantaha. The path to see the Lord is from ears, not from the eyes. Because we don't have the transcendental eyes. Even to see the Lord's Vishwarupa, which is the material manifestation of His form, Lord has given Arjuna the special benediction to see that form. He gave him eyes through which he can see. Then what to speak of the transcendental form of the Lord? Is that possible? No. Only by the mercy of their Lordship and the mercy of pure devotees it is possible. There's a nice story. There was one person, his name was Dhanurdhar. And he was a very great wrestler in Sri Rangam. But he was mad for the beauty of one of the dancers in the king's assembly. And he was so crazy, whenever she used to walk on the road, he used to walk in front of her. But looking at her and walking backside. So So all the people, they used to tease him, but he never used to care for them. And he used to walk like that. So one day, Yatiraj, Shripad Ramanujacharya, he was going to take bath in Kaveri. And he saw that on the bank of Kaveri, this hilarious scene, that this gigantic person with the big muscles, well-built body, and he is looking at woman and he is walking backward, holding a umbrella on her face. Then he asked one of his disciples, just go and ask him that I would like to meet him. So those days, they used to have a great respect for sannyasis. As soon as he heard that Yatiraj wanted to see him, immediately he gave that umbrella to someone else and he ran. And he said, you would like to see me? What I can do for you? Any service for me? Then he asked, why you are behaving like this? People are teasing you, they are mocking on you. What you are doing? Personality like you, who is famous for your bodily strength and wealth, if you behave like this, then he said, Swamiji, I'm really crazy for her beauty. Then he said, if I show you something more beautiful than this, what you will do? He said, I will be slave myself to that beauty. He said, okay, let's follow me. First of all, he said, there is nothing beautiful than this. This is the beauty, nothing else. Then he said, okay, follow me. Then he followed him. And where he took him? He took him in front of Ranganath. Ranganath, who is lying there like a 31 feet long. Shripad Ramacharya went to him, folded his hand and prayed to their lordship. My lord, he's a very nice soul, but getting attacked by the Maya and getting attracted to the beauty of some material thing, why don't you show him your own beauty? And then if he says, then Lord has to do that. He said, okay. And then he asked Pujari, offer aarti. So he lit the camphor lamp and he started offering it to the Lord. As soon as he started offering it at the face of the Lord, Lord blinked his eyes. Lord just blinked his eyes and Dhanudharva, his attention got caught. He said, hey, he's blinking his eyes. And he looked into the eyes of the Lord. Directly into the eyes of the Lord. Gopis, they said, don't look at that person from even the corner of your eyes. And here, he is having an eye-to-eye contact with the Lord. And he saw that beauty of their lordship. Stunned. And he accepted the servitorship of the Lordship. And he became Dhanurdas. And he became such a great renowned person. There's a long story. But here, by the mercy, before that he also had darshan of Ranganathji. But here, when Shripad Ramanujacharya asked him, and when he saw that beauty, he left everything. So pray to their lordship that by the mercy of some pure devotee like Prabhupada, we can get chance to see and realize the beautiful form of the Lord. Then further he says, Pada Sharat Padma Palasharochisha Nakadyubhirno antara agham vidhunnata Pradarshayasviyam patastasam sadvansam Padom gurur marga gurustamo jusham. My dear Lord, your two lotus feet are so beautiful that they appear like a two blossoming petals of the lotus flower, which grows during the autumn season. Indeed, the nails of your lotus feet emanate such a great effulgence that they immediately dissipate all the darkness in the heart of a conditioned soul. My dear Lord, kindly show me that form of yours which always dissipates all kinds of darkness in the heart of devotee. My dear Lord, you are the supreme spiritual master of everyone. Therefore, all conditioned souls covered with the darkness of ignorance can be enlightened by you as the spiritual master. Here in the first line of the purport, Prabhupada says, Lord Shiva thus described the bodily features of the Lord authoritatively. Now he wants to see the lotus feet of the Lord. When a devotee wants to see the transcendental form of the Lord, he begins his meditation on the Lord's body by first looking at the feet of the Lord. So here the proper method of having darshan of the Lordship has explained. From where one has to start it? From the lotus feet of the Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam is considered to be the transcendental sound form of the Lord. And the 12 cantos are divided in accordance with the transcendental form of the Lord. The first and second cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam are called the two lotus feet of the Lord. It is therefore suggested by Lord Shiva that one should first try to see the lotus feet of the Lord. This also means that if one is serious about reading Srimad Bhagavatam, he must begin by seriously studying the first and second cantos. Generally, they jump over, they skip second canto. Why? It is too technical. Because the whole creation part has explained in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. But here, Prabhupada clearly says that if you want to really seriously want to study the Srimad Bhagavatam, then you have to read it from beginning, from the first and second canto. The beauty of the lotus feet of the Lord is compared to a petals of lotus flower which grows in the autumn season. By nature's law, in autumn, the dirty or muddy waters of rivers and lakes becomes very clean. At that time, the lotus flowers growing in the lakes appear very bright and beautiful. The lotus flower itself is compared to the lotus feet of the Lord, and the petals are compared to the nails of the feet of the Lord. The nails of the feet of the Lord are very bright. As Brahma Samhita testifies, Ahananda Chinmaya Sada Chutvala Vigrahasya. Very limb of transcendental body of the Lord is made up of Ananda Chinmaya Sadujvala. Thus every limb is eternally bright. As sunshine dissipates the darkness of this material world, the effulgence emanating from the body of the Lord immediately dries up the darkness in the heart of the conditioned soul. In other words, everyone serious about understanding the transcendental science and seeing the transcendental form of the Lord must first of all attempt to see the lotus feet of the Lord by studying the first and second cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam. When one sees the lotus feet of the Lord, all kinds of doubts and fears within the heart are vanquished. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that in order to make a spiritual progress, one must become fearless. Abhayam Sattva Samshuddhim. Fearlessness is the result of material involvement. It is also said in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, Chapter 2, Text Number 37. Abhayam Dvitiya Abhiniveshataha Syat. Bhayam Dvitiya Abhiniveshat Syat. Fearfulness is a creation of a bodily conception of life. As long as one is absorbed in the thought that he is this material body, he is fearful. And as soon as one is freed from this material conception, he becomes Brahma Bhuta, or self-realized, and immediately becomes fearless. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Without being fearless, one cannot be joyful. The bhaktas, the devotees, are fearless and always joyful because they are constantly engaged in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord. It is also said, Evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yogataha bhagavat tattva vidnyanam mukta sangasya jayate. By practicing bhagavat bhakti yoga, one becomes fearless and joyful. Unless one becomes fearless and joyful, he cannot understand the science of God. Bhagavat tattva vidnyanam mukta sangasya jayate. This verse refers to those who are completely liberated from the fearfulness of this material world. When one is so liberated, he can really understand the transcendental feature of the form of the Lord. Lord Shiva therefore advises everyone to practice Bhagavata Bhakti Yoga. As will be clear in the following verses, by doing so, one can become really liberated and enjoy spiritual bliss. It is also stated, Om Ajnana Dimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Melitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. The Lord is the supreme spiritual master, and the bona fide representative of the Supreme Lord is also spiritual master. The Lord from within enlightens the devotee by the effulgence of the nails of his lotus feet. And his representative, the spiritual master, enlightens from without. Only by thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord and always taking the spiritual master's advice, can one advance in a spiritual life and understand Vedic knowledge? Yasya deve para bhaktir yatha deve tatha gurau tasyaite kathita hi artham prakashante mahatmanah. Thus the Vedas, Shvetashvara Upanishad, enjoin that for one who has unflinching faith in the lotus feet of the Lord as well as in the spiritual master, the real import of a Vedic knowledge can be revealed. There are some personalities, they think that I am for the service of Lord. So I don't want anyone in between me and Lord. Me and my Lord. I am His servant and I want to serve Him. But what it is said here? Yasya deve parabhaktir. Yatha deve tatha gurau. Tasyaite kathita artaha. If you take advice from the spiritual master who is equally powerful as the Lord, then it becomes very easy to take shelter of their Lordship. Even though Lord, who is sitting in the heart as a Paramatma, who enlightens from the within, but from a without, who does that? The spiritual master. So one should take shelter of spiritual master, because he is the true representative of their Lordship. And Prabhupada says in the further verses, it is clearly explained that why one has to take the devotion of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Most of the people, when they come, they think that if you go to ISKCON temple, they only speak about Krishna, not anything else. Why? Because it's not we, but Mahajanas, all the great personalities in this universe, who are the maintainers, who are having a great responsibility as a controllers, they are speaking it. It's not us. We are just repeating their words. Because he is the only worshipper whom you can worship, and others all are subservient. Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arasab Bhritya Jara Jaise Nachaye Tare Kare Nritya. There is only one Supreme Personality of a Godhead, and there is Krishna. And the way He wants to make us dance, we are dancing. So, if we follow the words of all these great personalities, then we can understand the real tattva or principle of worshipping the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. And why is it so? We'll see on next week. We'll continue with the next verses where He has explained about the devotion of the Supreme Personality of a God. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Shri Krishna Chandra Bhagavan ki jai.